السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن ينال التقوى منكم، كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ما عمل ابن آدمي من عمل يوم النحر أحب إلى الله من إهراق الدم، إنه ليأتي يوم القيامة بقرونها وأشعارها وأزلافها، وإن الدم لا يقع من الله بمكان قبل أن يقع من الأرض، فطيب بها نفسا. وعن زيد بن أرقم رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما هذه الأضاحي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ قال: سنة أبيكم إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والتسليم. قالوا: فما لنا فيها يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ قال: لكل شعرة حسنة. قالوا: فالصوف يا رسول الله؟ قال: بكل شعرة من الصوف حسنة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, these are the best days of the year are running. And they are running so fast. Today is 5th of Dhul Hijjah already. As I said in last sermon, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, fasting of every day of Dhul Hijjah, first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, is equivalent to 1 year fasting in reward. And spending night in ibadah is equivalent to spending the night as Laylatul Qadr. And it is confirmed. In Ramadan, we have to look for the Laylatul Qadr, and still we are not sure. There is no guarantee which particular night is Laylatul Qadr. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Tammatan, Tammatan, Tammatan. Meaning every night of first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah is confirmed. Reward is Laylatul Qadr. And we are very weak, to be honest. We cannot spend whole night in masjid or at home. Right? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful, my brothers and sisters, in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, if a person is performing Isha Salah with congregation in the masjid and coming back next day for Fajr Salah and performing with congregation, he will definitely, certainly will get the reward of the whole night ibadah. We just have to come for Fajr and Isha Salah and pray both Salat and congregation. I mentioned week ago, but still our crowd for Fajr is the same, 8-10 people. There is no increasement. The words goes in the air. No effect. We don't need any reward extra. We will come on our convenient time. We don't want to sacrifice anything. Now, alhamdulillah, those brothers, fortunate brothers and sisters who are already there in the holy city, Makkah, Mukarrama, Madina, Munawwara, and they are preparing and getting ready for performing Hajj, inshallah, may Allah accept their ibadat and duas. Now, we are unfortunate. We could not be there in this time and period, right? But every Muslim should have at least this intention, this zeal in the heart that, oh Allah, I could not make this year. Please make it possible for me. I can be next year. But we don't even think that way. We don't even cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have no zeal, enthusiasm. We have no muhabba and love for the holy city, Haramain Sharifain. We have no, you know, anything in our hearts. Hearts are empty. I don't know why. It's just like that. Common and general. We don't even make intention. We don't even beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the tahajjud time. These are the holy days and nights. Allah accepts the duas. Allah rewards abundantly. Why we cannot make dua every night? Allah make it possible for me for the next year. Allah is musabbibul asbab, qadhiul hajat. He can make all the means, but we should be, you know, vigilant. We should be prepared. We should be ready. We should show some kind of zeal towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. There are only few million people, Muslims, throughout the world are performing Hajj, and majority of the Muslims cannot go. That's fact. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful, and most of the people who are poor, you know, in the entire life, even they have intention, they cannot afford the expense of the Hajj. And that is why, that is the condition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, man istata'a ilayhi sabila. Hajj is only compulsory, obligatory act upon those who can take this expense of performing the Hajj. Rest of the ummah is exempted, because Allah knows everybody is not rich, everybody is not healthy. Even he desire, but he cannot go because of the physical or financial condition. What about those? Throughout the life, they will not be able to go to the holy city. Are they deprived ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Are they unfortunate people of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of the health issue, because of the financial issue? No. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very merciful. Arhamur Rahimin. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in this world as rahmatul lil alamin. He has mentioned some ahadith, which is authentic ahadith, for those kind of servants, Muslim ummah, who cannot go for Hajj throughout the life. But if they want, they can get the reward of the full Hajj, full Umrah, without spending a single penny, or without making any effort or doing any ritual of the Hajj. Here, sitting in their house, they can achieve the hundreds of Hajj in their lives without spending a money, without going and taking the journey towards Kaabatullah. Here, that is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, and Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated this hadith, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sallallahu alaihi wasallam qaal man kharaja min baytihi mutatahhiran ila salatin maktubatin fa ajruhu ka ajri al haj wal muhrim wa man kharaja ila al tasbih duha la yansabuhu illa iyahu fa ajruhu kana ka ajri al mu'tamari was salatun ala ithri salatin la lagwa baynahuma kitabun fi illiyin. Abu Dawud Sharif. The hadith in Abu Dawud Sharif, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned something to this effect. If a person, he just had to make this effort, little bit effort, and everyone can do it, regardless is a layman, is old man, or is a sick person. If a person is performing wudu at home and coming to the masjid with the intention of performing faraz salat, fajr, zuhar, asr, maghrib, isha, for every time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him one hajj maqbool and one Umrah, right? What we have to do? Make sure, come to the Salat, perform wudu at home, and be punctual 5 times a day. Every single day, you will get the 5 Hajj written in your book of deed. Guarantee. 5 Hajj every single day. Throughout the year, 365 times 5. Count. How many Hajj you can have? Just little effort. You have to make wudu at home, come to the masjid with this intention, I am going to perform the faraz salat with the imam, with the congregation. Another act, a person who is sitting after fajr salat and is performing ishraq after sunrise, 15 minutes after sunrise. Between this period, after finishing fajr salat till ishraq, he is sitting, making zikrullah, reciting the holy Quran, making istighfar, durus sharif, or making dua, whatever act. Provided, this is the condition, he should not talk or do any lagwa, unnecessary act during this period. You have to be very vigilant, very careful. Do not talk any worldly thing from the Fajr Salat till the Ishraq. He will get one Hajj, one Umrah, Tamma, Tamma, Tamma. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam repeated 3 times. He will get the reward of full Hajj and Umrah every single day. And that is maqbool, accepted Hajj and Umrah, no doubt about it. Another hadith Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى الغداة في جماعة ثم قعد يذكر الله حتى تطلع الشمس ثم صلى ركعتين كانت له كأجر حجة وعمرة. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تامة. رواه الترمذي. حضرت انس بن مالک رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ narrated that a person coming to the masjid for Fajr Salat, performing Fajr Salat with congregation, and then sitting on his place, not moving from there, and making Zikrullah, Tilawat of the Quran, Dua, etc., till sun is rising. After sunrise, after 10-15 minutes, he performed 2 rakat, Shuruk, Ishraq, right? If he does this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him 1 Hajj, 1 Umrah, definitely, certainly, tammatan, guaranteed, repeated 3 times by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everybody can do it. What we have to run to the job? No, that early, after Fajr Salat till Ishraq is almost 45 to 50 minutes. That much of time spent with the Holy Quran, complete your 3 tasbihat and get the reward of Hajj and Umrah, complete every single day. We are missing. We are not coming for Fajr. Another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this narrated by Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu ta'ala an, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man sabbaha Allah mi'ata bil ghadati wa mi'ata bil asha, kana ka man hajja mi'ata marra. Rawahu al-Tirmizi. That whoever recite 100 times third kalima, it's not difficult, my brothers and sisters, after Fajr Salat and after Asr Salat, continuously, without missing, just 100 times, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Make a habit. And for that, you don't even have to sit in the masjid, wherever you are driving, shopping, whatever you are doing, make sure after Asr Salat, complete 1 tasbih of third kalma. After Fajr Salat, complete 1 tasbih of third kalma. And here you will get the reward of Hajj and Umrah. So easy. Without spending any penny. So there are so many ahadith in this regard. So my brothers, we have to take the advantage of these virtues. If you cannot make the Hajj, at least we can do this amal in the Book of Deed on the Yawmul Qiyamah. You will amaze, Ya Allah, I did not perform a single Hajj. How I got these hundreds of Hajj in my record? The angel will explain, this is what you were doing, this act you were doing, and this is the reward for that. My brothers and sisters, this among these 10 days of Zulhijjah, the one day is Yawmul Arafah, the 9th of Zulhijjah, which will be this year on Tuesday, May 26, inshallah. Very great day. Because this is the day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in the whole year, the best day of the year. Is the Yawmul Arafah. That is why for the Hujjal it is obligatory, it is compulsory to stay and do wukuf Arafat. Even for a little while, if a person is hospitalized, he's sick, he has to come in the ambulance and just have to stay a little while in the wukuf Arafat. He doesn't have to come out from the ambulance, just make one round and go back. But that is compulsory. If a person is staying there for 5 days of Hajj and not going to Arafat, his Hajj is not maqbool, his Hajj is not accepted, his Hajj is not completed. And this is the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati Wa Raditu Lakum Islam Deenan. This ayat was revealed in Maidan Arafat nearby Jabal al-Rahma when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing his farewell Hajj. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has completed and perfected the deen of Islam on this particular day, on Yawmul Arafah. This is why this day is so significant, so great. Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, one day, Yawmul Arafah, is in reward equivalent to 10,000 days. 10,000 days. If a person keep on making ibadah for 10,000 days, how much of reward is going to get? Keep it one side. And one side, just Yawmul Arafah. This will be more than the reward of 10,000 days. So my brothers, there are so many reward for Yawmul Arafah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that if a person is fasting on Yawm Arafah. He said, I hope to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will forgive the 1 year past sins and 1 year future sins. You just have to stay hungry for 13, 14 hours, right, till sunset, and your 1 year of past sins will be forgiven, 1 year of future sins will be forgiven, just by 1 day of fasting. So I humbly request for all the brothers and sisters to keep fast on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, which will be on Tuesday. May Allah give us tawfiq for that. Now, there are some, the best day Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had mentioned during this, Amal on the Hajj is Ihraquddam, sacrificing the animals, the doing the Qurbani. Hadrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there is nothing dearer to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala during the days of Qurbani than sacrificing animals. A person spending thousands of dollars as zakat sadaqah, he will not get the reward until he performs the Qurbani. It is significant, it is important. The sacrificed animal shall come on the day of Qiyamah with his horn, heads and hooves. Why Allah Rasulullah has mentioned horn, heads and hooves? Allah explained, these are the things or parts of the animal, we don't like it, we throw it away. Who used the hair of the animal? Who used the hooves of the animal? Who used the horn of the animal? We throw it away, we cut it and throw it away. We buried it. We regard it as insignificant, no value. That thing will come on the Yawm al-Qiyamah and it will have a great weight on the mizan, on the scale. So what about the whole meat, whole bones and everything, liver and everything? How much a great reward is that? Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that the sacrifice accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the blood reaches the ground, therefore sacrifice with an open and happy heart. Don't be stingy, don't squeal about it. Hazrat Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu ta'ala said, Sahaba asked Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is this Qurbani? Why we should sacrifice any animal? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it is the great sunnat of your forefather, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. They ask again, what benefit do we get after spending money on Qurbani? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, reward for every hair of the sacrificed animal. It's a countless hairs on the skin of the animal, no one can count. That much of hasanat and reward he will get it. Then Sahaba asked the third question, what about the reward for the animal with the wool, like a lamb and sheep? Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, same way, a reward for every fiber of the wool, we will get one hasana. Now, interesting facts from the veterinary view, on average sheep have 15 strands of wool per square millimeter, approximately 650 per square inch, 650 hair per or fiber in 650 square inch. The average height of a large sheep is about 9 square feet. So, the average number of the wool strands in over 7.5 million. Just estimate. On sheep, you have 7.5 million fibers. And for every fiber, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, لَكُلَّ شَعَرَةٍ حَسَنَةً. Right? So for you, by sacrificing one lamb or one goat, you will get at least 7.5 million hasanat. 7.5 million. Today we skill, the animal is very expensive, $600. Look at the reward. Once in a year you have to spend that much of money and the reward is that high. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has warned, a person who has the means to perform the Qurbani but does not do so, he should not even come nearby a place of Eid prayer, he should not even pray Eid Salat. Because he got no regard for the Qurbani. Why he come to perform Salatul Eid? He stay home. That's how stern warning from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is. Now, upon whom the Qurban is wajib? Qurban is wajib upon a possessor of the minimum zakatable wealth, which is 612.36 gram of silver, which is today's price is about $1,496. $1,496. If a person has in possession cash, Qurbani becomes wajib upon him, or the gold nisab which is 87.48 grams, is equivalent to today's market price of the gold is $12,703. But the Qurbani becomes wajib by the silver nisab as well. So if a person has $1,500 extra cash in his saving account or cash in his hand, then Qurbani becomes wajib upon him. Qurbani is wajib on a man only for himself, not for his parent, not for his wife, not for his children. It's only wajib like Jummah Salat. I come for my Jummah Salat. I come for my Maghrib Salat, not for my parents, not for my children, not for my wife. She's sitting home, say, go, perform Isha. I'm tired. You cannot pray Salatul Isha for your wife. She has to stand up. Right? So likewise, the Qurbani is wajib only for a man for himself. If wife is wealthy, she has a, nisab. Today's wives are more wealthier than the husband anyway. So you have to take out the money from her account, from her earning, and she must pay for the Qurbani animal. Husband is not responsible. Likewise, the parents also. But if a kind husband, loving husband, say, okay, dear, I spend the whole year so many thousands of dollars on your shopping and clothing, this thing. Okay, I'll buy one, animal for you as well. So by her permission, a husband can buy two animals, one for himself first, and the second for his wife or for his parents or for his children. This is the rule of the Sharia. It was permissible to eat the meat of the sacrificed animal. Before, it was not permissible. The fire used to come and burn the whole animal. And from the time of Adam alayhi salam till Isa alayhi salam, they were not allowed to eat the meat of the Qurbani. It is only exclusively Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mercy upon the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He changed the rule. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to eat our sacrificed animal and enjoy the barbecue as well. If our children are wealthy, if they are sahib nisab, then the Qurbani will be done from their wealth. Likewise, if a wife is wealthy, then she must pay from her wealth the price of the Qurbani animal. But if the father or husband does the Qurbani on their behalf with their permission is required, then it will be accepted, and one can do the Qurbani for their marhum relatives as well. Even one share or one goat and sheep is sufficient for all the marhumin. He doesn't have to, separately give for every marhum. One share or one goat and one sheep, he can make the niyyah for the and all the marhumin. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had slaughtered only one sheep for the entire ummah till the Yawmul Qiyamah. But he sacrificed two animals, one for himself and then the second one for all the ummah till the Yawmul Qiyamah. The Qurbani animal as we know, there are four types of animals is allowed for the Qurbani. Camel should be 5 years, cow should be, buffalo should be 2 years old, and goat should be 1 year old, sheep should be 1 year old. But if sheep is so healthy, 6 months age, but it looks like 1 year, then that kind of sheep also permissible. Other than these four kind of people, four kind of animals, and any other animal is not allowed to make Qurbani. For the big animal like camel and cow and buffalo, maximum 7 people can share. If less than 7 person like a Qurbani of cow, it is also permissible. Don't have to have exactly 7 people. For example, 5 people go together. Let's buy the cow. And they are paying for the whole amount of the cow. And then that is permissible. 5 shares. Or a person buying by himself, whole cow by himself, that is also permissible. If out of 7 person doesn't have a niyat, everyone has to have the niyat of the Qurbani. If out of 7 people, one person doesn't have the niyat of Qurbani, but he just wants to have the meat, then that Qurbani will not be valid. Every individual who is taking part in the Qurbani should make the niyat of Qurbani. If out of 7, one say, no, I don't want Qurbani, I just want meat, the whole 7's Qurbani will not be valid. Keep that in mind. One can combine aqiqah also with the Qurbani shares. Like for example, 5 shares for the Qurbani, 2 shares for the aqiqah. combine, no problem. It is not permissible, be careful about this in today's time, it is not permissible to do qurbani of animal which was bought on credit. You have to pay the cash, because if you use the credit card, it is not in possession, it is the possession of the bank right now. So that qurbani will not be valid. You take your cash with you, and when you purchase the animal, give it to the cash amount to the seller. The animal should be without any defect, yani eyes, ear, horn, every should be perfect. It should not be so weak, it cannot go to the sacrifice place by itself. That kind of animal is not allowed. If a qurbani is limping, one leg is limping and is not able to reach to the place of the slaughter house, then that animal also not allowed for the qurban. There are so many masail, I'm running short of the time. So we should distribute the meat for the Muslims and the non-Muslim. The qurbani meat can be given to our neighbors, our colleagues, our co-workers. Even they are not Muslim, you can give them gift of the qurbani meat. And you should make 3 portions, one for yourself, one for the friends and relatives, and one for the poor people. It is mustahab to slaughter your animal by yourself. This is the great sunnah of Ibrahim al-Salam and our beloved Rasulullah, that you must slaughter by your hand. This is the great thing. But for some reason you are so scared, you cannot see the red blood. So you ask someone to assist you, that is also okay. But you should be present while your qurbani is sacrificing. As Rasulullah encouraged Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, that, oh Fatima, come near by your animal and you stand there while your animal has been slaughtered. We should try to do it. But if you send the money to the overseas, then it's also okay, because your representative will do it, your qurbani, for your behalf. That is also permissible. The person who is slaughtering, he should be Muslim. You cannot call amigo to slaughter for you. You go to the farm and you are standing, oh, I'm very scared. Amigo, can you slaughter? That Mexican guy slaughtering, he doesn't know, la 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 la. People call from, and it is fact. Dixon, you know, the Chuck, I went to there a few years back, and people calling from Fremont, hey, slaughter for me, 3, 4, 5, I will come tomorrow and pick it up. And Chuck is slaughtering. And when I ask him, I want to slaughter, he said, no, why are you slaughtering? I know, I'm expert. He said, no, I have to slaughter myself. He said, wow, the people, you're Muslims, which kind of Islam is this? Some of the people calling me and I'm slaughtering for them, and you are insisting to slaughter by yourself. He got confused. He left the business now. He's not no more there. So we shouldn't be like that. Oh, I'm coming tomorrow and you slaughter for me. If that kind of the animal is haram. If it's not Muslim, and you have to make sure that you must cut the 4 veins. Right? What is that? Islamic zabia is need the throat, the external jugular veins, and the windpipe. If out of these 4, 3 is cut off, then is okay. But if only 2 is cut off, then that animal also not valid. You must recite Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and very swiftly you must slaughter the animal, and you must sharpen the knife before you slaughter. You should not sharpen in front of the animal, and you should not even sacrifice another animal in front of the another animal while that animal is watching. That is also makruh, is not desirable. You should slaughter the animal somewhere else where the other animals are not facing, not looking at it. Oh, his next turn is mine. Look at how he's shaking. So you don't make shaking the animal. Then you should try to face the animal towards the Qibla as much as possible. A knife should be very sharper before you slaughter the animal. May Allah give us tawfiq to make proper qurbani in the right way and accept our ibadat and our qurbani.